the door. He looked apologetically at me. There's no eavesdropping, of course, but we don't want to upset our very excellent service with any rumours of ghosts in this place. There's too much shadow and oak panelling to trifle with that. And this, you know, wasn't a regular ghost. I don't think it will come again, ever.
You mean to say you didn't keep it? Said Sanderson.
I hadn't the heart to, said Clayton. And Sanderson said he was surprised. We laughed and Clayton looked aggrieved. I know, he said with the flicker of a smile, but the fact is it really was a ghost. And I am as sure of it as I am that I am talking to you now. I'm not joking. I mean what I say. Sanderson drew deeply at his pipe with one reddish eye on Clayton and then emitted a thin jet of smoke more eloquent than many words. Clayton ignored the comment. It is the strangest thing that has ever happened in my life. You know, I never believed in ghosts or anything of that sort before, ever. And then, you know, I bag one in a corner, and the whole business is in my hands. He meditated still more profoundly and produced and began to pierce a second cigar with a curious little stabber he affected.
You talk to it? Asked Wish.
For the space, probably for an hour.
Chatty?
I said, joining the party of the skeptics. The poor devil was in trouble.